The Czech medical chamber now says it has drafted an apology to Jewish doctors struck off its books during the so-called Second Republic, the short period between the end of democratic Czechoslovakia and the beginning of Nazi occupation. Long before the Germans invaded, a number of Czech professional organizations started banning Jews from their ranks, motivated by a combination of Nazi propaganda and economic self-interest. Rob Cameron has more.
The brief interlude between democracy and dictatorship, from the Munich Agreement of September 1938 to the Nazi invasion of March 1939, is a period few Czechs look back on with pride. What was left of Czechoslovakia after the annexation of the Sudetenland was ostensibly a sovereign democratic state, but one dominated by Czech officials determined not to raise the ire of Hitler's Germany. Just 2 weeks after the Munich Agreement, the Czech Medical Chamber took the initiative to reduce the number of Jewish members to better reflect the percentage of Jews in Czechoslovak society. This was despite the fact that, as elsewhere in Europe, a disproportionately high number of doctors in Czechoslovakia were, of course, Jewish. Tomáš Kraus, the secretary of the Federation of Czech Jewish Communities, says more often than not the organizations were motivated by sheer self-interest.
This was an autonomous decision of those chambers, of course, under the influence of Nazi propaganda, which played quite a big role. And it was manifested during the so-called Second Republic in many ways. But you're right, they were not forced to do it, but, and always you have to go into the more detail or more deep so you can find different reasons for it. So in a way, we can say that that was a very perfect excuse to get rid of the competition, because if you would look at the Chamber of Advocates or the Bar Association, as we would say, or if you would see the Chamber of Doctors, Jewish doctors were very highly represented there. And this was the way of the, let's say, non-Jewish competition, how to get rid of them.
The Czech Medical Chamber was just one of several professional organizations which chose to emulate their colleagues in Germany. Bodies representing lawyers, engineers, notaries also took similar measures, although in some cases they were not really applied until the Nazis arrived in 1939. But are such apologies meaningful 70 years after the event? Tomáš Kraus again.
It's never too late. It's never too late, and maybe we should even appreciate it more that it comes now, because what we hear from various European countries, the anti-Semitic moods which Europe was experiencing in the 30s more or less are coming back, of course in a completely different shape, but if you come to the core, it's more or less the same.
The modern-day Czech Bar Association apologized last year for banning Jewish lawyers in 1938. The Czech Medical Chamber has already finalized the text of its apology and is set to approve it at an official meeting later this week before making the text public.
Rob Cameron with that report. Now, as you